This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. International Women's Day is being celebrated across the globe today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion of International Women's Day. In her message, President Murmu said, International Women's Day is an occasion to honour the achievements of women power and their unique contribution to the country and society. Ms. Murmu urged the countrymen to pledge support to women in their journey and ensure that no one is left behind. President Murmu is presiding over a national-level conference on Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi today to mark the occasion. Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, will also be present at the event. In his message, the Vice President said, women are the backbone of society who drive transformative change with their resilience, dedication and leadership. In his message on the occasion of International Women's Day, Prime Minister Modi bowed to the women of the country. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government has always worked for empowering women through various schemes and programs. He added that today, as he earlier promised, his social media properties will be taken over by women who are making a mark in diversity. Fields. Earlier in his Man Ki Baat address, Mr. Modi had encouraged women across India to share their inspiring life journeys on the Namo app open forum.
इस बार महिला दिवस पर मैं अपने सोशल मीडिया अकाउंट जैसे एक्स इंस्टाग्राम उनको देश की कुछ इंस्पायरिंग वुमेन को एक दिन के लिए सौंपने जा रहा हूँ. ऐसी वुमेन जिन्होंने अलग अलग क्षेत्रों में उपलब्धियां हासिल की हैं, इनोवेशन किया है, अलग अलग क्षेत्रों में अपनी एक अलग पहचान बनाई है. 8 मार्च को वो अपने कार्य और अनुभवों देशवासियों के साथ साझा करेंगी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be in Navsari district of Gujarat today to attend the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Vansi Borsi. Mr. Modi will disburse 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to more than 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups. Prime Minister will also facilitate 5 Lakhpati Didis with Lakhpati Didi certificates. The Election Commission has said that it will resolve the long-standing issue of duplicate electors' photo identity card, EPIC numbers, within the next 3 months. In a statement, the Commission said it has decided to resolve this long-pending issue after detailed discussions within the technical teams and concerned chief electoral officers in the next 3 months, ensuring a unique national EPIC number for existing electors having duplicate EPIC numbers. The government has notified that nearly 225 crore Aadhaar authentication transactions were carried out last month. The Ministry of Electronics and IT, in a statement, has said that around 43 crore eKYC transactions were made in February this year, marking 14% yearly growth. US President Donald Trump has said that he is strongly considering large-scale sanctions and tariffs on Russia until a ceasefire and peace deal with Ukraine is reached. Trump said that he was contemplating the move because Russia is absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now. In chess, 18-year-old Indian Grandmaster Pranav Venkatesh dominated the FIDE World Junior Championship 2025 to claim the title in Montenegro last night. Pranav becomes the fourth Indian to win the World Junior title, following Vishwanathan Anand, Pentala Harikrishnan and Abhijit Gupta. Akashvani News is celebrating International Women's Day today in a unique way, with all English and Hindi news bulletins being presented by female newsreaders. This initiative began at midnight and will continue throughout the day. As part of this celebration, all main and hourly bulletins, as well as news magazine programs in English and Hindi, are being read by women newsreaders. Additionally, the entire functioning of the English and Hindi newsroom during the daytime today is being managed by the female staff of the News Services Division of Akashvani. And that is the end of this news bulletin. This bulletin was produced and compiled by an all-women team from the News Services Division of Akashvani to celebrate the International Women's Day.